Gemara says in Daflam Chesam Abiz that the Shalosh Matanu Shabachados Enam Bais Balayla Bais Achamisa Bamayla Membechutz is Chayiv. Rashi says that why is it that they're not Bais Balayla? He says because Dam is Nefesh B'Shigas Achama, like we say later on, and therefore they are not able to be Bais Balayla because the Dam will be Nefesh. The Chermer bothered with the Kasha. Why does Rashi need to come on to the reason of Dam Nefesh B'Shigas Achama? Typically, that there's a din of Yom Tzav. I say that all Avedas are only Kasher B'Yom and not Balayla. So being that this is an Aveda, even though it's not Ma'akev, Aveda is only Kasher B'Yom and not Balayla, so why do you need to come on to the din that Dam is Nifskel B'Shkia Sachama? And the Shagasayan, Samina Zayan, he answers this Kasher, he wants to say a Chiddush, that this we say that there's a din of Yom Tzav, that Aveda is only Kasher B'Yom and not Balayla, that's only Avedas that are Ma'akev Kapara. But Avedas that are not Ma'akev Kapara are Kasher B'Layla, just like you find that Akhtar Simurim is Kasher B'Layla. So the same way after Hashemim is Kasha Balayla, who are then that these Zrikas, the other Zrikas Shabachantas, mean that they're not Ma'akiv Kapara, they'll talk and be Kasha Balayla, like Akhtar Simurim, Midin, Biyam Tzabaisai, it would have been Kasha Balayla. That's why Rashi needs to come on to this new din of Dam Nisal Mashkir Sachama, to be Mazawai, it's not going to be Kasha Balayla. And the truth is, I think you can Mamash read this into Rashi. This could be Mamash what Rashi says. In the beginning of Rashi, Rashi says that, so what's he bavarning? He's saying, even though it's not ma'akiv, and therefore there's a makam to say that it won't be a problem, but it's a problem because dam nifsal is b'shiyas achama, and the dam itself is nifsal, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's ma'akiv or not. So the dam would be puzzle. So it could be that's cool for what Rashi is bavarning with the beginning, what he says, b'reish dvarav. Just haran, what he's saying. So Rashi later on, Daf and Vav, and the Gemara over there says the limud of minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkiyas achama. So Rashi over there is bothered with the kasha. Why do you need that typically? That anyways, it's also because of yom tzav ha'isai. And Rashi says that the nafkamina is lo mahani le halana b'risham mizbeach lach shurei nizik lamachar. That you can't be melem b'risham mizbeach is not going to help because the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama. And he seems to be burning that kasha of yom tzav ha'isai like Taisa speaks out over there. So the Shaila is the fee what the Shagasai is saying, Shad and Rashi over here, and Kenim Hadvarim, then what's this whole Kasha? The Teretz is Pashit. You need the Chiddush of Dam Nisal B'Shkiyas Achama for those other Matanais that would not go into the Din of Yom Tzav Eser. That's the Chayr Pasha of the Teretz. That's what Rashi says over here. Why does Rashi need to come out to this new Din of Halana B'Resh HaMizbech? So that's a little bit Tzarechin within Rashi himself, which is really what the Shagasai is trying to say, that Lefi Dvar of that Rashi's Kasha would be Miyoshev over there as well, but Menei Yubei ends up being a shtickle steer in Rashi. Why does Rashi need to come on to a new teretz over there?